On a short week, the Broncos have made their way to San Diego for Thursday Night Football. Looking to bounce back from their first loss of the season, Joe DeCamillis takes over as head coach Gary Kubiak recovers from a complex migraine. And no need to adjust your television sets. The Broncos will wear their Color Rush uniforms tonight. We'll take you behind the scenes. All that plus a whole lot more coming up as the BTV Live pregame show starts right now. Hello from the always beautiful and always sunny San Diego. Thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. And as you're wrapping up your day, ours is just getting started as it's time for some Thursday night football. And guys, the Broncos are looking to bounce back from their first loss of the season. But tonight, Mace, they'll be without their leader, Gary Kubiak.
Yeah, Gary Kubiak, of course, is back in Denver. He was diagnosed with a complex migraine that sent him to the hospital last Sunday night after the loss to Atlanta. And with Kubiak back in the Denver area, Joe DeCamillis, special teams coordinator, is going to serve as the interim head coach. The reason he got the gig is because it was considered the least disruptive option to running the entire game. And also, Joe DeCamillis is very involved in game management, timeouts, situations like that on a week-to-week basis. So it was thought that that would make him the most qualified guy to be the interim coach tonight.
Yeah, and an interesting stat, Matt, is that this comes from our VP of Public Relations, right, Patrick Smythe. This will be the fourth head coach the Broncos have had in San Diego in the last 4 years.
Well, yeah, the Broncos have had plenty of experience in this situation. General Manager John Elway having to go through something very similar back when John Fox was suffering from a heart ailment a couple of years ago, and in stepped Jack Del Rio. This time around, Elway had a pretty tough decision, but according to him, the decision was pretty clear-cut.
With Rico on the offensive side and Wade on the defensive side, last thing, I didn't want to have anything to, you know, load their books up any more than they're already loaded up. And so, you know, after yesterday, we've got some things we've got to get turned around and get ready to play on Thursday.
Coop's set a template for us. You know, I mean, it's seamless because he's not a micromanager. He does so many good things for us, and you know, he lets a lot of our guys do their job to the utmost anyway. So, you know, we don't see a big change this week, and we're going to just try to keep whatever we can to do to win the game. That's the main thing.
As you can see, John Elway, a lot of respect for Joe DeCamillis, a 28-year coaching vet in the NFL, started out as an administrative assistant, went to defensive quality control, has really had almost every single job that you can think of in a football personnel office, and that's why he garners so much respect from these guys inside and outside of the locker room.
Yeah, he certainly could be a head coaching candidate down the line, and the Broncos have so much experience with their coordinators. In fact, they have the most experience among their trio of coordinators in the entire NFL. I think there's something like 62 years, right, between the three of them there. But Mace, if the coaching switch wasn't hard enough for the Broncos, it comes on a short week.
It comes on a short week, but maybe that's not the worst thing in the world, even though, yes, you've got your practices truncated. Both the Broncos practices Monday and Tuesday were without helmets, and they were kind of at a walkthrough tempo at times. So it can affect your preparation, but at the same time, you just had your worst performance of the season last Sunday. It's good to really get past that. You, instead of going into a deep dive into the film, you just focused on what went wrong and focused on correcting that in time for this game. And everyone had to turn their heads forward, couldn't mope about the loss yet. This game coming up really quick.
Football players are certainly creatures of habit. Is it going to affect them playing? I think that their practice on Monday night was at 6:30. Is that going to have an effect on their bodies?
I don't think so. I mean, 6:30 p.m., it's, you know, you have to play a lot of night games anyway. This game is a night game. And in fact, one of the reasons why you had the practice at 6:30 p.m., A, you wanted to get guys in and get them used to functioning at night. So you did that, but also gave them a little bit of a chance to get an extra rest after the Sunday game. I don't think it's going to affect them, and the Broncos have had some success playing on Thursday night anyways the last few years.
Well, one guy who doesn't mind it is Von Miller. He's currently on his 6-game sack streak. He says, hey, Thursday night, no problem.
I'm still young, so, you know, as long as I don't have any injuries from, you know, last game, I could play back-to-back games. You know, I'm, you know, I'm still young. I'm still feeling good. You know, it's still early for me. So Thursday night games, it's not hard to get motivated for it. It's, you know, prime time. You know, got the Color Rush jerseys and, you know, all this exciting stuff. We're playing in San Diego, nice weather.
Vaughn says he could play in back-to-back games. I'm pretty sure that I couldn't even cover back-to-back games, let alone play in them. But he is right about the weather. It's beautiful here, even though Mace is wearing a sweater vest.
Dressed warm.
That's just how Mace rolls, but it is beautiful here. And the Broncos certainly like playing here in San Diego.
Yeah, they've had a lot of success, of course, a lot of success everywhere in the AFC West on the road the last 5 years. But, you know, they've won five in a row as part of that run. As you mentioned, have done it with four different coaches over that time. And they've also done it with three different quarterbacks. And tonight, it'll be a fourth different quarterback in that run. A lot of success here, certainly. The success in San Diego is a big part of the reason why the Broncos have won five consecutive division titles.
Yeah, and they've won 15 games on the road within the AFC West. Certainly an impressive streak for the Broncos.
Well, you said it. That's an NFL record. I mean, that is such an impressive streak, as you mentioned, going for their 16th consecutive road victory in the division. That's a first step towards getting to a Super Bowl. I mean, you talk about all of these guys and their mentality heading into games. This is where it starts. It starts by going after that hat, as some of those guys like to mention. They want that AFC divisional title hat after wrapping things up. That means they know they're going to the playoffs, and that's why guys like Chris Harris put such a premium on these divisional games.
We got a job and responsibility that we need to do and continue to handle our business for the season, and we know this is a championship game. Anytime you play a division game, we treat these like championships, so we know that this is a huge game for us.
I know one thing, Phillip Rivers will be fired up. He's always got his guys ready to go. When you look at their team, I mean, the record says one thing, but their end games, when you look at their ranks on offense and defense and what they do, very good football team. You know, it's always, you know, here, hey, or nay, you know, whether, you know, they're 4-1 or 1-4. So a record doesn't really matter. We know it's a division game, and, you know, the quickest way to get into the playoffs is to take care of your division.
Against the AFC West guys, Chris Harris Jr., 6 interceptions, 2 touchdowns, 3 of those interceptions and 1 of those touchdowns against the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, we'll see that play coming up here a little bit after the break. The Broncos' last road loss in the AFC West, Mace?
You have to go back to the 2010 season. It was against the Oakland Raiders. It was Tim Tebow's first professional start.
Yeah. 2010. That was 6 years ago, the Broncos' last loss on the road within the division. So an impressive streak for the Broncos. We're just getting started here, though, on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we will show you behind the scenes of how the Broncos' equipment staff got ready for today's Color Rush uniforms. I know Mace loves them. A lot of orange and blue will be out here today. We'll take you behind the scenes there. And now it's time for this week's trivia question. As we mentioned, Von Miller has had a sack in 6 consecutive regular season games dating back to last season. Miller is the 3rd fastest player in NFL history to get to 70 career sacks. That includes the playoffs. But our question is, who are the 2 players to get there faster? We'll have that question. We'll have the answer when we come back here on the BTV Live pregame show. There are no fans like Broncos fans, whether it be at home or in enemy territory. Broncos country showed up Wednesday night at Backyard Kitchen and Tap in San Diego. Broncos cheerleaders, as well as Miles the mascot, were on hand to give out some special prizes to the orange and blue faithful.
Oh, this is awesome, man. I mean, I've been a Broncos fan since I moved to Denver in 86, and then I've been out here for about 20 years. So having you guys come out here and see us, because Broncos country is everywhere. It's awesome to see you guys and have you guys come do something for us. We really appreciate it out here.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bronco fans. They're coming from all walks of life. Most of them are from Colorado in the surrounding area. But I tell you what, it's phenomenal out here. It's grown every year exponentially.